Hello, I'm Bob Lancer, and the purpose of this show is to lead you into the life you truly want to be living. It is also about helping you to better understand and relate with others, especially the children in your life, in support of their great potential. So this show is for anyone who wants to live with more peace and purpose and positive power to soar into the fulfillment of our greatest promise. Inevitable success. And that is exactly what I'm going to teach you. The steps involved that make your success inevitable. As you apply it, you will be progressing toward making your greatest dreams come true. And as you parents apply it, not only can you make your greatest dreams for your family come true, but automatically your influence will guide children, your children, by your example, to apply this process to their own lives and discover the secret of inevitable success. The first step is what I call fearless dreaming. If you've been through much disappointment, dissatisfaction, disillusionment in life, then it may be hard for you to pick up your mind and dream again. To envision what it is you desire may require you to overcome the fear of yet another disappointment. Coupled with fear is doubt. Doubt is a shadow of the past, a shadow of past disappointments, a shadow cast upon your future. But you must dispel it with the light of your intention to dream yet again. Because dreaming, envisioning, thinking about what it is you desire to happen, what I call your best case scenario, is essential. It is a necessary step for inevitable success. You have to go against your fears and doubts and dream again. And if you are surrounded by people who are very, very disappointed in their lives, disgruntled, dissatisfied, they encourage you to not dream, to give up, to just settle into a state of depression and demoralization and dysfunction, to join them in the muck and the mire that they are steeped in. There is a simple way to overcome your fear of dreaming again, of envisioning again what it is you desire. And you know what that simple formula is? Just do it. Just go ahead and do it anyway. Do it despite your fears. You doubt it can happen. You fear that your worst case scenario is going to happen rather than your best case scenario. Envision what you desire anyway. Give your mind a direction, the direction of your intention. Tell your mind what you want to come up with. You might write down a simple question. If everything went my way, what would my life look like? What do I desire to be happening in my marriage, in my relationship with my children, regarding my health, regarding my wealth, regarding my longevity? If you desire to live forever, write that down too. If you desire inner peace, if you desire to be successful easily, in a healthy, easy, natural way, without force, without strain, write that down too. As long as what you're writing down is healthy, it's going to come true if you follow these steps that I'm going to share with you. So the first step is fearless dreaming. If you're afraid to dream again, dream anyway. Write down what you want. What would you like to happen in the next 5 years, the next 7 years, the next 20 minutes, this month? Just write down what it is you desire to happen. Now, there are three simple parts to the next step, and I've talked about it on a previous show called the Life Direction Process, and I call them the three G's. The three G's are go, our goal, go, and grow. In order to achieve what you want, you have to know what the goal is, know what it is you desire to have happen, and the more impossible and miraculous the goal seems, the better. Just write down what you desire to happen, and then what you have to do is just go for it. Just go for it. Now, that's easier said than done, because once again, that fear comes in. to block our way, particularly when you start going for what you want and you come up against an obstacle, adversity, a setback, a letdown, something goes wrong. You find yourself exactly where you don't want to be after you make your effort. That's going to happen. And the more important your goal is to you, the more deeply you desire it, the more it fills you with a sense of inspiration and purpose and completion and connection, the more likely it is that you are going to be coming up against something that is going to trigger your extreme fears that it's not going to happen, that it can't take place. That's very likely. That's more than likely. It's almost inevitable. Just as your success is inevitable, it is inevitable that you are going to come up against setbacks, problems, difficulties that are going to trigger your fear. But you have to go anyway. Go anyway. Go for what you want anyway. Just keep taking steps. And when you start taking steps for what you want, you're doing something powerful to your subconscious. You're telling your subconscious, not only do I want this thing, but I can get this thing. And as soon as you act in a way that communicates to your subconscious that you can get this goal, that you can make it happen, your subconscious automatically starts directing you to get it. Your subconscious is that part of your mind that directs your thoughts, your feelings, your speech, your actions, seemingly accidentally, beyond your power of control. You find yourself automatically looking for an opportunity, seeing the opportunity, and seizing the opportunity. When you get your subconscious connected, and you connect your subconscious to your goals by envisioning what you want, imagining yourself living in that experience, and then actually taking action to go for it. You have to take the action, or the subconscious does not get the full impact of your message that this is something you want and this is something that can happen. People give up when their subconscious does not believe that it can happen, because they're saying it can't happen, they're imagining it not happening, and they're letting opportunities to take action slide by because they're telling themselves that what they're about to do is not good enough. So you have to go for what you want. And those steps that you take can be very, very small, very, very easy. They don't have to be big. They don't have to be major. You shouldn't be straining yourself, overworking yourself. We're going to get into that in a little bit to see how you release a greater power by not working too hard. So going for your goal and then growing for your goal. Identify the skills, the abilities, the knowledge that you need to develop. Notice what your weaknesses are. And your weaknesses are really the what we could call your pointers to relationships that you need to develop, because you can't do it all by yourself. Part of inevitable success is building relationships, bringing to you people who are strong where you are weak. Now, that will happen automatically as you continue to go and grow for what you want, as you continue to envision what it is that you want. Automatically, you will find people coming to you that are aligned with your purpose, that believe in what it is you're trying to accomplish, and will help you and will want to help you. That will happen automatically. But let me get now to the next point, and this is the key. This is where most people fall flat on their face, give up, lose their job, go out, get drunk, create domestic violence, end up in jail, going in the wrong direction. Here's the key. Here's what the key that either puts people in jail or sets them free. You ready for the key? The key is persistence. Because I promise you, my friends, that the things that you want the most in life will require you to persist, to persevere, to endure far longer than you thought you ever could, would, or should have to endure to get what you really want. Persistence. You can't demonstrate persistence in a week. You can't demonstrate it in a year. You can't demonstrate it in 10 years. You begin to demonstrate it, I believe, after about 30 years of working for something. If you're still working for it, after 30 years, you're going to be successful, because you're demonstrating persistence. Now, I know you'd love to be able to hear a self-help formula that'll win your goal in 30 minutes if you just visualize it and tell yourself that it's going to happen. And some things actually do happen that easily. You've probably experienced it in your own life. there are some things that just occur seemingly with ease. It's areas where you're strong, where you have momentum, where there's grace. I don't know. There's a million possibilities to explain it. You know, why was Mozart a master musician at the age of six? It suggests past life experiences. It suggests inspiration from God. Who knows? But the point is that persistence has got to be a part of your game. Persistence is the ability to get knocked down, stand back up, dust yourself off, and get going again. Now, I was taught about persistence way back when I was 21 years old, when I was working with my wisdom teacher, someone who passed on sort of a practical application of Plato's philosophy and to daily living. And when he would talk about persistence, and I would think, okay, well, I'm persistent. You know, I'm strong. I'll hang in there. I had no idea that some of the things that I wanted would take so long. But the timing of the universe is perfect. And I know that sounds like a sort of a catch-all phrase, and it's almost banal at this point, but it really is in this sense. What I have found in my own life is that every moment that I'm not getting what I want gives me the opportunity to make the changes I need to get what I want. And the changes that are usually about thought patterns. See, if when you're not getting what you want, if you start to worry and you start to hurry and you start to fret and you start to get depressed, what's happening is you are losing your momentum and you're focusing on where you don't want to go. And your subconscious is getting the message that this is not going to happen, that it may not happen. And you're sort of losing your magnetic attraction to what it is you're going for. And so when things are not working out, that is inevitable. Just as your success is inevitable, it's also inevitable that you won't achieve your goal when you want it in every situation, at every time. Because life always follows the wave. In other words, it goes up, things go our way, and then it goes down, things go against us. And when life is going against you, that's the time to take the next step in the process of inevitable success. And I call it clearing out. Clearing out your fears, cleaning out your mind, going into faith, going into peace, just relaxing. If your mind insists on focusing on what you don't want, if it insists on worrying, if it insists on portraying you as a victim, that's a time to just not think. Don't try to think positive when you're feeling negative. You'll never do it. You've got to stop thinking. Just take some deep breaths, live in the present moment, allow yourself to just be comfortable in your own skin wherever you are, no matter what your situation, and learn how to live without dread. Learn how to let go of thoughts that cause you to feel afraid or defeated. Just letting go of those thoughts, allowing yourself to live in gratitude to just be. Just be at peace. Be connected to where you are. Enjoy breathing. Relax your body. Be at peace. Don't worry and don't hurry when you can't focus on what you want. When life is not going the way you want, relax. Go into peace. Just be yourself. Just accept yourself. Finally, stop trying to prove yourself. Stop trying to be someone else. Stop struggling to be what you're not. Just be at peace and work on clearing your mind, on keeping your mind clear of thinking about what you don't want to bring about. Keeping your mind free of doubt and free of worry. Now that is a process. It's a wonderful, wonderful process of gaining what we call inner freedom. The freedom to be at peace without a negative thought, without worrying about what's going to happen. And if you're going through a really tough time right now, the best thing, the most you might be able to do is to just work on clearing out your emotions, on finding peace with what is. And when I say being at peace with what is, I mean being at peace without a thought about what is. Because you see, it's so easy to confuse what you think is happening with what's really happening. They're two different things. When you're thinking about your situation, maybe it's debt, or maybe it's a marital problem, or maybe it's a kid who's not doing what you want. When you're thinking about, or it could be an illness, when you're thinking about what you do not want, you're giving yourself that experience mentally. You're living in a kind of a movie in your head. And what you want to do is you want to release yourself from that movie. To release yourself from that movie means to recognize I'm just looking at something in my head that's causing me dread. This is just a thought. And my job is to free myself from thoughts that are not working for me. A thought is not working for you when it's causing you to feel angry, stressful, insecure, discouraged. Those are the thoughts you have to let go of because your mind is creative. You bring about what you think about. That's why fearless dreaming is so important, because it helps you to stay on track and envision what you want, think about what you want, think about how to get there. Don't think about what can go wrong. Keep your mind clear and open to recognize an idea of what can go right and how to make it right. So the clearing out phase is an essential part of inevitable success. And now sometimes when you are succeeding and opportunities are coming your way, that can be as stressful as when you're going through adversity, trying to take advantage of every opportunity, working till late hours, not spending enough time with your family. All of that can cause you so much stress and so much strain that you wish you weren't as successful as you are, that you wish you didn't even have the opportunities that are being presented to you. So whether you're facing adversity or opportunity, remember the next principle, what I'm going to say right now. Whatever you lose your balance for, you lose. Whatever you lose your balance for, you lose. You have to maintain your peace and poise to maintain your positive power. So when you're getting all excited and uptight because you have opportunities, you have to stop thinking of those opportunities and let yourself be at peace in the now. Otherwise, the stress is going to kill you. It's going to make you sick. It's going to make you depressed. It's going to make it harder for you to function at your highest level, or impossible to, which means you can't get the highest level of results as a result. So this business about working for what you want by envisioning it and then taking steps forward, going for it and growing for it, including building relationships that help you achieve it, win-win relationships that help you achieve it. But what you're going to find is this inevitable dream come true process, this inevitable law of success, it has a rhythm to it. Everything in life has a rhythm. Your breath has a rhythm. Your heartbeat has a rhythm. The ocean waves, the alternation from day and night, the movement of a bird's wings. You'll find rhythm everywhere. And rhythm is in the success process as well. And the way the rhythm works is you can make forward movement and then you have to rest. You make forward movement and then you have to rest. And if you're coming up against a lot of opposition and resistance and difficulty and things going against you, what that means is it's time to rest, to go into neutral, to trust your previous actions and let them work. Everything you do for what you want is like planting a seed in the universe and nurturing it. And sometimes you have to stop putting water on a seed. You have to give it time to absorb the water and to make it sprout of growth so it's hungry again and thirsty again, and then you feed and water it some more. It's the same thing with working on your success, whatever it is. You want to go for $10 million? Go for it. You want to be a great writer, a great dancer, a great scholar? Go for it. If it's in your heart, it's in your power to accomplish. But it's going to happen rhythmically. And so the rhythm is we work for what we want, and then we go into peace and trust and allow ourselves to just be where we are and be who we are and not be hard on ourselves and not be hard on others, right? To not go into anger and stress to try to make what we want to happen, but to live in a peaceful state of enjoying where we are. If you don't allow yourself to be happy now, the longer you put off happiness, the harder it's going to be for you to ever be happy, because you're developing a habit of unhappiness. Here and now is where to be grateful to God for being, and you can't be grateful to God if you're not at peace, because no one's grateful in stress. You're worried, anxious. You don't even want to live sometimes because of the amount of stress you're putting yourself under. But please realize, any degree of stress you're experiencing, you are putting yourself under. It has nothing to do with your circumstances. It has to do with your reaction to your circumstances. So you're going to be able to make forward progress, even if it's tiny little bits of degrees of progress. But then you're going to find that you have to stop making progress. You have to just stop, be at peace, let go of your goals. See, we call this visualization without fixation. There is a time when you just have to let go of what you're going after and be where you are fully and at peace without mentally projecting anything wrong with where you are. Practice the art of not mentally projecting anything wrong with what's happening to you, whether you're stuck in traffic or in debt or in a marriage that you don't like right now or whatever your constraints seem to be. You have to learn how to experience the present moment without thinking yourself into a hellish experience in this moment. Watch your mind all the time. Your mind is your great creative capacity. It's your great creative tool. Your mind is an instrument. If it's not working for you, then it's working against you. Your mind is working against you when it's producing scenes in your head that fill you with dread. So, adversity is the greatest opportunity to liberate yourself from negative, destructive, habitual thinking. I call it practicing living in the space between two thoughts. Don't try to repress your thinking. Just try to live in that space between two thoughts. Pay very close attention to the present moment. Pay very close attention to your mind. And little by little, you'll start to discover that you can live more and more without a thought. You can spend hours without a thought. And you'll find if you just stay present, just stay alert, just notice your present experience, you begin operating at a higher level of intelligence where you're acting on a sort of intuitive, inspirational level. It's amazing. We think that to be intelligent and to get out of a problem, we have to think and figure and worry. The opposite is true. You have to let go of all stressful thinking. Live consciously in the present moment without thinking about what you don't want to experience, without your mind creating scenes that disturb you. Just practice living in the present moment, taking deep breaths, trying to feel a sense of who you are, a connection with yourself, a connection with this moment that fills you with peace and allows you to feel experience, to experience love. And in that moment of peace and love and tranquility that you're going to get more and more of through practice, of just being present in the now, just paying attention to what is happening right now, you'll discover that you're guided from within, from a higher level of intelligence that takes you above any problem that you have created for yourself, and that guides you to wherever it is you have decided in your heart that you want to go. When you experience a vision of what you want, and you want it so much that you are automatically praying God for it from the bottom of your heart, that's your destiny. And it's inevitable if you'll just follow the steps that I shared with you today. And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast of Bob Lancer's Answers. To order a recording of today's show or of previous shows, and for more information about my work, check out my website at boblancer.com. That's boblancer.com. You can email me at bob@boblancer.com or give me a call at 404-297-4043 for your own personal breakthrough on issues relating to parenting, marriage, and life guidance. Would you like to receive my direct assistance in implementing the insights and approaches you hear on this show? Call, email me, or go to boblancer.com to schedule a private professional consultation with me at my Atlanta, Georgia headquarters at Atlanta Unity. You can also attend my monthly seminars on raising our children and ourselves that I present there, as well as my free, informal monthly wisdom sessions to uplift and empower your group, association, business, school, or organization at your location anywhere in the world. Schedule me to present my enlightening and inspiring seminars or keynotes on such topics as parenting, positive child behavior management for teachers, overcoming self-defeating emotions and mindsets, team building, and achieving spectacular goals with life balance, go to BobLancer.com for more information. And go to BobLancer.com for an abundance of my free Lancer's Answers in the form of articles and videos that you can view right there online, as well as a comprehensive list of my CD recordings available for purchase. And be sure to look for my life-changing books available at your favorite bookstore and at BobLancer.com, including Parenting with Love Without Anger or Stress, Lighten Up, and The Soulmate Process. Send anyone you know who can use some enlightenment and upliftment to BobLancer.com. And I would truly love to hear from you to let me know how you like this show. Until we meet again, may your life be blessed with peace and love and the light of wise solutions that really work.